The county council starts with a 3:30 work session at the county courthouse. County Manager Bob Jasper said they're looking at several changes in the law for dogs.
A lot of the things that we're doing just make sense, and they're easy, and they're cleaning up old statutes. It's right now you can't have your dog off leash anywhere. So if you're in your neighbor's yard and it's okay with your neighbor, technically that's illegal. We need to change that. There's been some discussion. We have some dog parks, and you should be able to be off leash in a dog park. And I'm sorry, but there's a whole variety of things we're changing. From 1 year to 3 year, the animal control licenses to time it better with the rabies vaccination issues. There's also some discussion about whether the county issues a special tag that says your dog is not going to bite anybody. It's the tag is more that the dog is good for commands and under your control and things like that.
The county is looking to beef up the staff, including a new full-time animal control director. That could mean some additional spending, up to nearly $396,000.
If that's the council's priority, I would rather that they wait until budget to go too far so that they can see all the various priorities. Under the current one, we hope to get not back to where we were a few years ago staff-wise, but at least add a couple. You know, we've been going along without a director. Our poor Brian Bellamy's been doing double duty, so it'd be nice to at least have a director. And maybe another staff. If we have to, then if we're talking about issuing special permits, special licenses, then the question is do we enforce that, have animal control people out at the dog parks or on the trails? Then, you know, what's that going to cost?
Jasper said they want to take it slow and implement the changes right for animal control.
My guess is we will go partway. Now in terms of adopting things, and then we'll hold off on the special tag thing, at least I'm hopeful. The council will give us policy direction, but I hope we hold off in terms of adopting ordinances because it's my belief that if we're going to do something, we need to do it well. We need to do it reasonable. I had a discussion with one council member, and he was going, well, what's the big deal? And I said, well, you know, I don't want to be in a situation where we adopt rules and laws, your policies, and then we don't do a good job of implementing them.
Some exceptions are still allowed for dogs off leash, such as agricultural use.
I mean, this is a big county. We have dogs like my Gypsy that stand on knolls and guard sheep. And boy, you don't want to get near those sheep. And we've had that a little bit here in Park City. People, oh, that dog scared the heck out of me. Well, the dog was bred to protect sheep. I mean, if you're out in the Uintas guarding sheep, you probably don't need a leash.
Besides the dog parks, are there other off-leash areas? Are those the only off-leash areas?
Well, there is some discussion working with Basin Rec of maybe having a dog off-leash dog trail where you could go hiking with your dog.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.